they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Type of fun when we're getting angry. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Our next guest can speak to that. Catch us if you can. Love this guy, former Ohio Congressman Bob Ney. He's the only congressman that was actually convicted in the 2006 Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal. And he's such a fascinating man, and I love the fact that he's written about it. Finally, we've been waiting for this book, Sideswiped, Lessons Learned, Courtesy of the Hitmen of Capitol Hill. Bob, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate the time.
Sure, Kate. I love your show. I said that to Alberto Gonzalez, catch me if you can, and he did.
He did catch you. You know, since we started that way, and now, and people remember there was a movie about it, there was so much written about everything, were you sideswiped by what happened to you?
Well, here's the reason I use the word sideswipe. When you're sideswiped, you might be guilty driving the car too fast, and somebody might sideswipe you, and they might be drunk. You might both be at fault. And I did things, and I state in the book very painfully, in some cases very candidly, what I did, what my attitude was about my alcoholism. I you know, don't hold much back. So I state what I did. I did this. I did criminal behavior with Jack Abramoff. However, there were some very intricate pieces of the puzzle that didn't sit down and said, let's make Bob eat sushi and go to Scotland and drink Jack's booze, and then we'll get him. Once I started my path, there are, and it's called the Perfect Storm chapter, there are a lot of reasons that Boehner walked into this, Speaker Boehner, Barry Jackson, his key guy, my former chief of staff, Dave DeStefano, tied to Karl Rove. There was Alice Fisher, who tried to cover up the torture under Alberto Gonzalez. Those were all factors that played in after I made the horrible mistakes I did.
Yeah. So did you ever think you were going to do any jail time for what happened?
At first I didn't, because as my lawyers and I talked, you know, if you ever had a gun to people's head at that time and made them produce their eating and drinking receipts for the last 5 years, or you were going to shoot them, there'd be a lot of body bags on the floor of the house. So at first, the lawyers who were former prosecutors are like, you know, this, and you know, Tom DeLay went to Scotland. He went to the sweatshops in the Marianas with Jack. I didn't go to the Marianas. You know, we were looking at all these factors, and at first we're like, no, it's not going to happen. And then a day came, and I tell him in the book, I said, you know, I'm relating this to what happened to John F. Kennedy. One way or the other, he was not coming out of Dallas alive. I had made that statement to them. And I said, one way or the other, I'm going to prison. I realized it. I didn't know the full extent of what was being manipulated, but I realized I was going away.
Yeah. 11 months in a federal prison, what was that like?
I did 17. I did 11 months behind the wall, as they say, and then the rest in a halfway house where I was, you know, in a pretty strict program. It was amazing. I write a lot about, I write about my parole officer, and I write about prison for a reason. Look, I have the ability to be on your show, reach all these people. I have the ability to write a book. There are people who can't speak out, and I want people not to feel sorry for me, because they won't. I want them to know what I went through, and I have Ricky Campbell from West Virginia, who has written his own personal documentation of what happened to him and to countless other people. People need to know we are warehousing people. We are taking addicts. The government says, oh, we got the big drug dealers. They're addicts, a lot of them. Now, there's some big drug dealers in there, but there are a lot of addicts. We warehouse people. So I detail what happens and how you're almost doomed to fail. No wonder a lot of people go back to prison. Just if people read the halfway home, halfway house section, and everything I say can be documented, I think they will be in shock. And, yeah, hey, I committed a crime. These other people have committed crimes. But do they have to be treated in this manner to basically encourage them right back to prison where we'll pay $55,000 a person?
Yeah, well said, warehousing people. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, you talk about him. That's getting a lot of play, obviously, since your book has come out. And you say in the book that he was considered a bit lazy. He was a chain-smoking, relentless wine drinker who was more interested in the high life, golf, women, cigarettes, fun, and alcohol. Was he that cheating kind of guy, but just not the rock the boat kind of guy?
Well, my friends are angry that I didn't say something about a tanning bed, and I just, you know. But I've known John Boehner for over 2.5 decades. Everything I said, number one, and most of it's known in Washington. It's an open secret. It's nothing new. Number two, everything I have said can be proven beyond me by people beyond me that are, quote, not felons and, quote, not liars. Like I tell people, you tend to, as a human being, lie to stay out of prison. Once you go to prison, you tend to not lie once you're out. You can be more candid about things. As far as Boehner goes, I do relate. I don't know about serial cheating, but I do relate a personal situation I had with him where we dropped another young lady and I dropped a young lady off at his apartment at 1:30 in the morning. The next day I got a phone call and I had a conversation with him, and I knew at that point in time he was suspicious of me. So that made a little rocky, I think, maybe awkward time in our relationship. But I mentioned the drinking because I, as a recovering alcoholic, am the last to call anybody else an alcoholic, but John Boehner drinks, and he has always drank heavily and daily. And I think it's a factor that he ought to come to terms with. I'm not judging him. I'll clean my own side of the street. But he's third in line for the presidency, and I think he can become more emotionally stable if he, you know, tends to some personal things. But on the corruption level, I point that out of what he did once I did my deal and my criminal behavior, what he did to work with Alice Fisher, who was working for Bush administration to cover up torture, how he helped her get her appointment across my back, and he did a deal with me that smells of Blagojevich. John Boehner offered me a job comparable to the salary I made and offered to raise me legal defense money, period. And this will be proven beyond me. I'm shocked he denied it. And that is to try to, you know, use money to get somebody out of a seat. Blagojevich was trying to get somebody, you know, in a seat through money. And I think people need to know. Now, Boehner's famous for the passing of tobacco checks on the floor of the House, et cetera. And I point to this because I think John Boehner, as Speaker, has a chance to, you know, get into legislation for a change. Maybe this is why the sequestrians having some problem. Number two, he has a chance to right now say, okay, we're going to end this corruption.
Yep.
When Jack Abramoff and I went away, and others, Duke Cunningham, that wasn't involved with this scandal, but he was a congressman involved with another scandal, I think people thought, okay, it's all okay. They have now codified corruption. And by the way, it's on both sides of the aisle.
Yes.
It happens.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I can take, if you're a congresswoman, Kate, I, as a lobbyist, can take you to Alaska tomorrow. We can go hunting. We can go to Las Vegas. We can go gambling. We can have a $3,000 dinner, way over what Jack ever gave me. Jack Abramoff.
I know, and we can all do it legally. It's crazy. We've just scratched the surface, Bob. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Sideswiped. Lessons learned, courtesy of the hitmen of Capitol Hill.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wondermill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. Extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Responsible not to try to do everything we can to save lives.
Mayor Bloomberg speaks not to save lives. If you drink 32 ounces of Mountain Dew, you could get diabetes. And the statistics are proven, according to Mayor Bloomberg. So he's upset. He thought the ban on sugary drinks would have kicked in on Tuesday, but alas, a judge decided, nope, it's ridiculous, because limiting large drinks is arbitrary and capricious, is how the Supreme Court judge ruled on Monday. So it means that it's invalidated, that the upcoming ban is frozen. It's on ice for now. Bloomberg is vowing to continue to press and try to get this to become ultimately a law in New York City. But you know what? His appeal is going to cost New York tons of money to fight in court. It's ridiculous. The people of New York must be duped. Really? You want your mayor to push this issue while you're paying taxes out the yang? City taxes, borough taxes, state income taxes. It's crazy. And now you already have this idea where you can randomly frisk. You know that, right? Now they're going to tell you what you can drink and what the quantity that you can drink. Dictate that. Are you kidding me? What country do we live in? New York City, our biggest city? I think it's up to people. You have to let people, I believe, police themselves when it comes to what they eat and what they decide they want to do. So stop and frisk. Don't smoke anywhere in the park, in our restaurants. Oh, and don't take pictures. There's this new thing about taking pictures of food. It's crazy. I think New York City is a fun place to go and visit, but he's making it very uncool and very unfun. And you cannot, I agree with the judge. I think it is very, very arbitrary. And because the mayor, this has become his drumbeat issue in his third term, because remember, he put an issue in front of the voters on the ballot whether or not the mayor should be allowed to have a third term. And sure enough, he gets the third term. And this is what you get. This is part of that whole overregulation thing. And New York is just a microcosm of what Washington, D.C. is trying to do. You know, people already are priced out of Manhattan. And we're seeing the same thing in some of the other areas, too. Staten Island, that's starting to happen there. It's happening in Brooklyn, because now Brooklyn is becoming sort of uptown. But this show isn't about New York City, but the show is about a ridiculous decision by Bloomberg to take on the whole banning big soda. And listen, I get it. I mean, do I want to sit around and drink gallons and gallons of soda? And, you know, how jittery would I become? But I would never take anyone's right away to do that. If they want to get a big soda, fine. You know, who knows? They could be dragging it around with them all day. In fact, I can remember when Big Gulps first came out. That's what most of us did. They were something that you ran and got in the morning, and you took it throughout the whole day, and half the time you didn't even drink most of the Big Gulp that you had. So actually the people who made out were 7-Eleven or McDonald's, whoever was selling the bigger sodas, because you probably could have gotten a smaller one, but you didn't because you figured, oh, I'm going to just use this all day long. It's hot, it's whatever, and I'm sitting in an office here. That's what the deal is. Bottom line is, perfect example of overregulating. I don't know, what do you think? Is it fair of the mayor to go after soda? Do you think that's going to make people healthier and cut down on the amount of people coming into the emergency rooms, the amount of people having heart attacks, in other words, the amount of people who have diabetes? If you think so, please, I'm serious. I want you to call. I want to find out what you really think. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I know you're out there. I know you are. You might have one eye open, but I'm sure that you are listening and thinking, how would you feel if that was what they did to you in Austin, Texas, or Dallas, or Ottumwa, Iowa, or Illinois, or Missouri? What if in your town there was this ban on big sodas? So you have a ban on big sodas, ban on public smoking, and then you start to see that one by one, different things start to get banned. I mean, what about people who drink coffee all day long? Is that good? Some studies say yes, some studies say no. So, you know, good luck trying to sort all of that out. Well, I bet you some of the people in California felt like they needed a big gulp just to steady themselves after a little bit of an earthquake. It's funny, Californians understand that there is always that possibility. But every time it happens, I think there's this idea that, wow, this could be the big one. Is this, you know, when I lived in California, that's all anybody talked about. They weren't so much afraid of the earthquake. They just wanted to know what the size of the earthquake was so they could try to get out of the path. And this one doesn't even hit 5. But still, when you start to peg in the upper 4s, you're definitely playing with the possibility of things falling off of shelves, or, you know, chairs going across the room, that kind of stuff. That kind of does shake you up a little bit, because, like I said, the history in California with earthquakes, that, you know, it's always a possibility. And you think of the anniversaries of some of the biggest quakes that they had, like in Southern California and whatnot. So small earthquakes shaking kind of the mountain area outside of L.A., about 100 miles northeast of Los Angeles, happened on Monday night, and on and heading into Tuesday morning. And the fact is that, like I said, the rumors of the big one, some scientists might tell you, oh, that's kind of exaggerated, because, you know, you had the 1906 earthquake that just completely leveled San Francisco. And then you had, since then, a whole bunch of other quakes. In 1868, if you go back, you can see photographs of this thing. And there was a fault in Northern California that ruptured. It had the earthquake was 7.0. And they weigh these possibilities all the time. And look at the faults up and down, you know, like at the University of California at Davis. They look at the fault lines trying to predict the worst-case estimate to see what's going on with the faults, what about the surface, what about the depth, anything they can, any models that they can put together just to try to get a sense of what the possibility is. And if the potential for a huge near-term quake centered under, like, the Hayward Fault, they're saying now it seems less likely than before. And the research is showing there's no evidence of locking at any depth, which would mean a threat, a big threat if they had that. But they don't have that. San Andreas, which is the southern end, or the Hayward Fault, that they don't have that. And they're saying now you just need to have the houses reinforced. You have to keep doing that and be prepared that there's always the possibility that, you know, you can have an earthquake, but don't buy into the hype that there is a big one eventually headed for Cali, that, you know, you may be there when we get another 7.0. I mean, let's hope not. In the movies, it's fun to watch that kind of stuff, the animated stuff, but, man, I would hate to see those people go through that, any of that stuff, like Northridge or the quake that was in the, remember the Bay Bridge, and that was in the 90s, and that was pretty terrible. I was watching that game between the Giants and the Oakland A's, and boy, when you can see a stadium shake, whoo, that could have been super, super bad news. So this one, nothing to necessarily take lightly, but nothing that did more than a little bit of a tremor for most of the people who even felt it. Hang with us.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
There's a ton of stuff to talk about, and you can do it. I know I don't give out the numbers enough, so let me do it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Mayor Bloomberg, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very controlling and over-regulating, and 1 being hardly at all in anybody's chili, where would you say he ranks? I think that he was very furious with the judge slapping down his whole soda ban idea. And I'm going to say he's 10 plus on my own little America Tonight scale of people who want to see more regulation and more dictation of what people should do, telling people what they should do. Because who gives the mayor, a billionaire, the right to be so arbitrary as the judge is saying and think that he should tell people the kind of sodas, the size sodas, that they should be drinking? So again, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Now let's go to the mailbag. A lot of you commenting on the whole soda ban thing when you sent me your snail mail earlier in the day.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, this one from Judy listening to us, WVNT, who says, wow, thank goodness I don't live in New York anymore. It is kind of crazy, Kate, if you think about it. Look, people have a right to do what they want to do. If they want to eat themselves to death, or they want to put things into their body that you and I might not think is healthy, why don't they have the right to do what they want to do? And who are we really to police what people are doing? We have no idea what's going on the rest of the day. And I think it's a ridiculous thing anyway. They're talking about limiting calories, but what about sweeteners and other things? And you could go into Starbucks and get shots of things that are sickeningly sweet that are probably triple the calories, without a doubt. So bravo for the Supreme Court judge for his rule. Let's hope that it sticks. And if it doesn't, the people in New York are stupid because their money is going down the drain. There is no rational argument to demonstrate the fact that there should be any kind of legislative action in this area. I agree. The obesity issue and sugar sweetened drinks, sugary drinks, and the ongoing battles of that whole thing, it doesn't make sense. You know, the calories at a fast food restaurant, putting them on the menu, I'm okay with that. And people can decide if they want to look at the calories and they're paying attention to it, that's okay, that's fine. But telling people when they go to a chain store that they can't buy the kind of soda that's offered that they want, and then fining them $200 if they're caught with it, and fining all of the places that are serving it up. So this judge was smart on this. Bloomberg doesn't think so. He says, we're going to appeal. We think the judge's decision was clearly an error. We will clearly prevail on the appeal. We think the judge is totally in error, and we're very confident we will win on appeal. He wasn't happy. Oh, to be a fly on the wall and listen to him probably ramble on and on about how upset he was with that ruling. All right, let's take another one. This one comes to us from Dell, who says, hello, Kate Delaney. Been listening to America Tonight. Did you see the latest on that creep in the Aurora massacre? The fact that he's going to be given truth serum? What a strange thing. Have you ever heard of that before? Yours and always, listening, listening, listening. So thank you for that. The redheaded wonder who shot the 12 people and injured the 70 others, or is accused of killing the people and injuring the others in that shooting rampage at the Batman premiere over the summertime, they're saying that, yes, he could be given truth serum to determine whether he is insane. That's what the judge has ruled in this case. There's an old process where they give patients drugs to lower their inhibition. The judge said he could be given a lie detector test as part of the evaluation because, you know, he's facing 166 counts. We'll figure the amount of people that were killed and injured during the arraignment hearing in connection with the shooting spree at the cinema in Aurora over the past summer. And remember, it was just a week or so ago that the judge rejected the deference claim that the rules relating to an insanity plea were unconstitutional. So prosecutors are going to have 60 days after a plea is entered to announce whether they're going to seek the death penalty. But let's see what happens with the insanity plea. If it's entered, they would have to turn over incriminating evidence to the prosecution, and it could be used against him. If the death penalty is what they're going for, despite the constitutional right not to incriminate himself, they'll get all that info, and they're taking precautions. Certainly the burden of proof on the prosecution in the case is just in the insanity plea side. But I would have to say that, really, how many people think this guy should just be, sorry, a lethal injection? I'm going to say, right here, baby, give him the death penalty, absolutely. Of course, this is the worst in modern history in terms of the number of people shot, and now that's part of that whole review process. Here's one from the Fox. The Fox says, hey, Kate Delaney, did you happen to notice, I know that you're so zillion to things, and you're so on top of what's happening. I'm not sure if you saw this, though, or not. And I think it's probably one of the crazier things when it comes to tickets that I happen to come across. I sent you a link, and it has to do with Washington, D.C., probably the worst place in the world to drive and to park. What happens when you just have to be somewhere and you just have to pull in and park, even if it's illegally? Well, what happens is you're going to get a ticket. In D.C., it is really tough. I would have to agree. It's tough to park. It's tough to drive around D.C. And they say in 2012 they had 1.8 million parking tickets. You know how much money that generated? $92 million. The people at AAA say it's a war on the drivers who come into the city every day, and they need parking. So if you look at 1.8 million tickets, you break that down, that's 7.3 tickets issued a minute. That's crazy. Almost seven and a half tickets a minute. 436 parking tickets an hour. Boy, that sure doesn't want to make you drive in Washington, D.C., does it? That's where you just want to take a cab. And about 71% of the parking tickets went to drivers in Maryland and Virginia. It's not the people who are living there. It's all the other people. All the other people. And it's crazy because looking at the other AAA stats that I could dig up, you're taxing the guy who is living in D.C. And the tourist is bringing in millions of dollars for the city, but you don't want to tax people out of coming to Washington. I think those stats are crazy. Wow, that's a whole bunch of money, isn't it? It's like the Powerball. What's the Powerball up to? $183 gazillion dollars. $183 million. Whew. Take out the taxes if you're the only person who won it. And that is an incredible figure, one I can't even wrap my head around. I'm going to actually try to get in another one. Do you believe it? Oh, yes. Let's do it. Okay, this one comes to us from Marty. Marty listening in Ohio. Marty says, Delaney, I don't know if you caught this or not. I know you love these kinds of things. I heard you talk about it a bunch. And it's called Buried Cash. Follow the money. Follow the money. Where is all the cash going because of the crazy convoluted tax code that we have in the United States? Well, it's interesting. You must have read the story that was in, I think, Daily Finance. Six of the country's largest non-financial corporations kept $166 billion in cash outside of the U.S. last year, so that would shield about 40% of their profits from taxes. Well, that's what you do. You're making money. It's what you do. Whatever company you are, get it off of the mainland. Get it somewhere else. Somewhere else. The idea of keeping profits outside the U.S. was prevalent among tech and healthcare companies. 26 of them on the list of 60 people kept $120 billion. $120 billion. Last year. Wow. That's crazy if you think about that number. Whew. And the whole idea is, of course, why are people hoarding cash abroad? Because overseas, they're not taxed if they're owned by an offshore subsidiary. They have no incentive to invest the money because of the growth, the lack of growth in jobs and wages. So, yeah, thanks for pointing that out. Absolutely. So you can send us your thoughts, too, as well. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Stay with us. I'm Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Here on This Hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents. Don't be shy. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. You think it's fair that Marines are asked to count bullets and watch their gasoline while so many others see that their pay is not taken away with furloughs and whatnot? As much as the White House complained that, hey, we have to deal with the same thing that you have to deal with and all the other branches of government because of the agreement, it's not entirely true because there are many staffers who have jobs that are staying right where they were and are. They're not changing. They're not changing, and they're still getting $175,000. the highest paid people on all of the staffs don't have to worry. It's definitely the people who are hardly scraping two nickels together are the ones that have to face the day, the extra day off at times, and have to pick up the slack for what ails us, meaning making up the money. So the White House stopped giving public tours. Staffers being laid off or furloughed, we're not really hearing that. You know, for some of the people that are on the staff, like Heather Zeichel, who's a deputy assistant for energy and climate change, she makes $140,000 a year. And then Nathan Cohen, who's a special assistant for energy and environment, and Dan Utek, a deputy director for energy and climate change, I think when their salaries were released, it hit the trip meter. Their salaries total over $370,000 last year, $370,000 last year. So looking at the 20 White House people, they're making a maximum of $172,000. So Valerie Jarrett would make that. Jay Carney would make that. They would make the higher end. But the little guy is still getting squeezed. You know, you of 2012, if you look at the salaries, 139 White House staffers make $100,000 or more. That's decent work if you can get it, right? And that's just a solo person. Imagine if you actually wrap that into a deal with a partner, you know, a husband-wife team, whatever. No, they're doing pretty good. Doing pretty good, I'd have to say. Speaking of doing pretty good, this is great news from the Pentagon. The Pentagon says 24 troops died from 180 improvised explosive devices, or more commonly known as IEDs, that detonated in September. 1 year ago, 46 troops died from 131 IEDs in September. So, you know, here's the good thing that what's happened since then. They've been able to save more lives for one, and they're surviving at higher rates because the number of medevac helicopters that transport them, really has increased, which is good news when somebody's injured. So people are staying there longer, too. In some cases, they're staying there longer. Wounded troops are flown from the battlefield to a hospital about 25%, they say, faster than they were last year. So they either know the area or they're just getting better at it. And that's a good thing. I'm going to say it's a thumbs up thing. If we have a whole another year to go, or we're just in the beginning throes of the year, and then 66,000 are going to come out after that, pretty much all the troops we can spare. How about this 58-year-old veteran Cincinnati poll worker who had a crisis moment? She wanted to come clean. She supported the President Obama last November, and now the supporter has been indicted for voting at least six times. She's charged with illegal voting in 2008 and 2011. Her name is Meloise Richardson, and she was indicted. She faces eight counts of voter fraud. Two others counts as well have also been leveled at her. And she admitted on camera that, yes, I voted twice. She said she was concerned her vote wouldn't count. She also said there was no intent on my part to commit voter fraud. So here we go again after the fact, trying to figure out how people voted and what it meant, you know, what it meant. There was all these allegations of voter fraud. So there's the prime example, a Cincinnati poll worker talking about voting half a dozen times. Whew! Like nobody was going to see that, so luckily somebody did. I haven't even talked about this, the Pope. Who's going to be the next Pope? Maybe an American, shockingly, could Cardinal Dolan actually make it into the Vatican as the post? Wow, that would be, I think, surprising in one way, but so huge for Cardinal Dolan. And there are a couple of Americans that are actually being considered, not just the Europeans. So 115 cardinals of the Catholic Church started their little conclave thing. And the idea of the conclave is you're really in lockdown. It's the single most influential religious leader on the earth and a leader of 1.2 billion Catholics. So the Pope thing is taken very seriously. And they're all locked in at this point. At 4:30 local time, the cardinal electors will do the ceremonious thing that they do in the Sistine Chapel. And right there in Michelangelo's final judgment, they cast their vote. And then you get the white smoke. Follow the white smoke. Since Pope Benedict announced his resignation way back in the beginning of February, and still more intensely since his departure from Rome on February 28th, the speculation is rampant as to what's next. What's next? So the Cardinals, anyway, talk among themselves. The first question was, so what do you think of Ratzinger? Just four ballots and only 24 hours to conclave. One or over two-thirds of the Cardinals decided to elect him as Pope. So the field is kind of wide open. Wise guys will take action on that. They're laying numbers down. It's probably a good way for some people to make some cash who normally bet on baseball games. Hey, you have any of those exotic wagers up? We could bounce to them and see if we can win a little money. Let's see what you got on the board. It's the same usual fare that we talk about that we can't believe people are actually even voting on. Ugh. So the whole Pope thing, as I circle that back again, Cardinal Dolan, can he charm his way into that position? If you're the Pope, boy, you have a lot of, once you're elected, you have a lot of leeway. That's the thing. And an American Pope would be so unique. So unique. Not sure that it's 100% likely. But as of February 28th, the second biggest U.S. archdiocese, with 2.5 million Catholics and whatnot, that is critical. That's a critical mass. So he's a self-depreciating kind of guy, and he's been known to soften his intellect a bit, and he's very good at fundraising. Very, very, very good. So he's on a short list somewhere to replace the Pope, who flew off in a helicopter, Pope Benedict, and said goodbye to the Vatican. He's going to work on books and papers, and that's what that's the road he wanted to go down. So now who steps into his Prada shoes?
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.